We invited these folks back to be with us today because so much of importance revolves around what they do. First Responders Resiliency founder Susan Farron is here, and instructor Ron Scholl is here too. Glad to have you both back.
Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for having us back, Sue.
This all completely, you know, all of it for first responders rears its ugly head because of what the folks to the north and to the south of us have been going through. I heard, for example, a circumstance yesterday in which first responders up there, for the first time in their lives, not only are they coming across the devastation of the fires, the loss of life mm-hmm. up there is astounding. And so in these circumstances, first responders are being taught how to search for remains.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to go into what would basically be a leveled home and try to figure out where people may have hid mm-hmm. during yeah. the circumstances of the fires. Well, and I think to myself, good God. You know,
well, it's become like a war zone. You know, this isn't even just, like you said, it's not just firefighting.
No, it's not. And so, of course, you know, our first thoughts now go to what must the first responders go through in that kind of a circumstance, and, you know, how can you help?
Mm-hmm. So I think the big point here is that we talked about this coming in, is that you look at the Butte situation and you look at things like Thousand Oaks, and these folks are not prepared for what they're going to be exposed to. And Ron puts it best, and he can tell his part of that about how they were trained, at least from his division, about their equipment and their bodies being strong, but nothing for mental wellness. And you can't unsee it when you see these things. And the other part of it, I think that people are probably not aware of, it's the smell. It's the smells that you walk into something that graphic and dramatic that it haunts you for the rest of your life. And so we're just trying to give them tools to help control the stress and the impacts of what they're seeing and exposed to.
And if you don't know about first responder resiliency, Susan and Ron are both first responders and spent a lot of years doing that. Ron with the Santa Rosa Firefighters for 31 years?
31 years, yes. Retired in 2014.
Okay, so can you speak to this issue, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely. This is really kind of a unique situation because, you know, you go to a house fire and one or two or unfortunately maybe a few people perish, and you know where to look for the remains, and that's one situation. You can kind of prepare for that. That happens maybe a couple times in your career. But this is something that's never happened in anyone's career. This is the worst fire in California history.
Yeah.
Mainly, you know, so many homes. There were over 10,000 homes lost. There's over 75 people that have perished already. And, you know, they're finding them in cars. They're finding them on the side of the road where they've just decided it was better to, you know, I can't even imagine. I'm a first responder, and I've been to hundreds of fires, wildland fires, all types of fires, and just, like Sue said, it's like a war zone. Butte is paradise is a kind of a unique community, the way they're geographically located and the way that the fire started at the north end of their town. They kind of have only a limited number of ways in and out of that town, really one main way in and out of that town. And they've rehearsed this. They have actually, that town is prepared for this. They know that situation, if they had a fire in there, that you know, they had her evacuation plan and everything. But, you know, when Mother Nature provides what it's provided over the last several years with super warm summers, longer than normal autumns. I mean, look, it's November, what's
19th.
Today? 19th, right? And we're just getting our first rains in a couple of days. So all summer long, that fuel, they've been getting, you know, record low fuel moisture measurements.
Yeah, it's that humidity that's
right.
killing it.
It's low humidity for long periods of time. Then you got hot, dry winds blowing. It's like the perfect storm you hear about, right? And then you have a community. What's happened too is, Pat, remember when we were kids, there was Fountain Grove. There was nothing built up there, right? That was just a hill.
Yeah, so, we build out now.
Right, so we build. There's so much more urban interface, they call it. Wildland urban interface, where people are moving into they want these beautiful views, they want to live out in the country, and there's when a natural fire occurs and there weren't homes there 30, 40, 60 years ago,
right?
You know, that's how we're getting impacted. And for getting back to the first responders, so when they go out and they have to look for remains and, you know, all over the whole area, not just in the house. You know, like I said,
yeah,
around
that's
the building.
Gotta be scarring.
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult task. And many of them up there, many of the first responders up there, the police, the paramedics, the firefighters up in Butte County, they lost their homes also. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to do, they're trying to continue to do their job. And it just takes a wear on your system.
Talk about what first responders' resiliency can do and is planning to do for the folks in Butte County.
So we just reached out to Cal Fire. They're doing some work with us already, and we're going to try to get up there next week and do some work with everybody. It's not just the first responders, but we've offered to reach out to the families as well. And we refer to it as nervous system recovery. So really in that first 4 weeks after an event like this, you want to get to the first responders who've been exposed to this trauma and start getting their brains going in a direction where they can get some control over their nervous system and start some techniques, whether that's breathing, whether that's mindfulness. But we give them skills to help turn off that hypervigilant, hyper-alert state that they get into. It's just like, you know, when you have a bad dream or something traumatic happen where you're totally freaked out, your nervous system calms down. But as a first responder, they get into this habit of being like this, and they can never shut it off. So we train them how to shut it off.
There's physical changes that happen to your body, your brain, structures in your brain, your nervous system, and that change over time. And you can change it back and heal it. And this is, you know, there's scientific evidence that shows this now with the modalities we use. And, you know, like my favorite saying is, meditate, don't medicate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little healthier for everybody.
Instead of putting people on pharmaceuticals and all these psychological drugs, let's try something a little more holistic approach.
And it makes perfect sense.
And it's really, really
the importance of getting to those first responders straight away.
Yeah.
Instead of letting all of that fester. That can't be good.
And the long term goal is even though we're going up here to do a reactive treatment for them in this moment because no one expects these kinds of things to happen, really the long-term goal is where we will be in a few years is this will be training that everyone does before the events so that they know, I got to employ these tools. Now it's time to employ these tools.
Yeah, just like Sue said, I talk about when I first got hired as a firefighter, I was taught two things are very important. Keep in shape and keep my equipment in good order, ready to go at all times. But I was never trained on anything about the mental health part, how to keep your mental health
for first responders or not second responders, whatever we call ourselves, we can all vouch for how important that part of this equation is. And the deadliest wildfire, we were hoping to hang on to that title here in Sonoma County because it would have meant that nobody else would have to go through a worse situation.
Unbelievable.
And here we are. First responders resiliency is a nonprofit. It's a fairly new nonprofit, and it's helmed by professionals who know what they're talking about. If you're on my Facebook page, you'll see a flyer that I put on that talks about a benefit dinner that's coming up on December 1st in Santa Rosa to benefit this organization.
Party.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer in it. I'm glad I'm going to be there. And if you would like to get tickets for that event and support these causes we're talking about, best way to do it, Sue?
Get onto our website, which is Resiliency First, which is 1ST, resiliencyfirst.com, and get on there and buy a ticket. You can donate to the organization. And I think it's important for people to realize that we saw all these signs up, and we know it's true in Paradise as well. Thank you, first responders. Thank you, first responders. There are a lot of organizations that say that they help first responders as a tagline to the end of something else that they do. But we are first responders, helping first responders. 100% of the money they donate goes to helping first responders. There's nothing in here for us to put the money somewhere else. We just are first responders to help.
Well, I'm glad you came in today. You know, obviously, this is an ongoing conversation. There's no expiration date to any of this here. Right. And we who are not first responders are dedicated to making sure that every possible assistance is given to those who take such good care of us.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much for all your help.
Yes. And so phone number for you guys, or just go straight to the website?
Straight to the website. There's all the information there, especially about buying tickets and more information.
A lot of people reaching out to help us. We've got folks, and you can do that too. You can go on the website and find out about helping us, where we're going to be, what we're doing. And most importantly, if we've got four tables left for this dinner. So if anybody wants to buy tickets, they're going to probably end sales by the middle of this week. So we'd love to have people from the community
Yeah, let's fill those up. Let's fill those up and support the cause and support our first responders.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. Happy to have you, Ron and Susan. Glad to have you both back here. And no doubt we'll be talking again soon.
Thanks, Pat.